Shel Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Shel.
Hi.
Now, lots of life in the forest this spring, so fill us in on everything from mammals to butterflies.
Will do. Let's see. Well, starting out on the kind of in the megafauna category, among the mammals, we can expect to be seeing moose calves and deer fawns and wolf pups and fox pups and baby ground hogs. Not that they're necessarily megafauna, but they're bigger.
They're pretty good size. The ones I've had in my yard are.
Yeah, and young otters. So, you know, this is really the time of year that I think most of us think of as when we see a lot of babies of different kinds. And I've also heard good, reliable reports of nestlings of woodcocks. So already hatched and, you know, kind of still in the nest, not moving out and about yet. And of course, grouse are incubating eggs. So eggs, as well as birthed young are out and about. And, you know, early in the year is when, as things first come out, and this is when they are at their largest numbers because there hasn't been a lot of mortality yet. And so these are good opportunities to keep an eye out for these beautiful creatures. On the other end of the scale, in the insect world, there's a lot going on. We've already been seeing the earliest emerging butterflies, like the mourning cloaks and the tortoiseshells butterflies.
And those little blue
right.
azures.
And then more recently, the spring azures and some of the other blues. The spring azure, which, as you say, is a small, not only maybe about a half an inch at the most, 3/8 to a half an inch wingspan, pretty blue, flies quite fast and erratically, you know, it's a good flyer. These are the first of the butterflies here in the Northland that emerge from a chrysalis. The others, like the mourning cloaks and the tortoiseshells, they have overwintered as adults.
Yeah, you've talked to us about that. They'll overwinter under pieces of bark, mm-hmm. or maybe in old buildings or something like that.
Yeah, wood piles, yeah. But the spring azure is the first butterfly to come out from a chrysalis. So that's the pupal stage of the butterfly's life cycle. And they have pretty short lives, you know, just a week or so. So it's all about mating. They hardly feed. Some of these small little blues in that group hardly feed at all. They simply, you know, look for each other, mate, and lay the eggs, and that's it. Soon we should be seeing species like the tiger swallowtail and the white admiral, and not too much further down the line, we could expect to see some monarchs showing up. So things happening on the insect side. Another thing that's happening this time of year that you may or may not encounter, but if you're out or sometimes right around a person's home, you might see an ant dispersal going on. And this is where the ant, you know, ants form colonies. They live in social groups. And they in the spring, there is a common phenomenon where an ant colony will have produced a bunch of queens, and then those are the ants that will have wings, and they will, on nice warm days in the late spring and early summer, they will come out in a kind of a mass emergence, and so you may see them swarming on the ground and then all lifting off and flying off. There may be a time when you happen to see a lot of ants with wings walking around, and these are ants that have dispersed and now are searching for where they're going to establish a colony. And those wings will eventually just fall off once they don't keep them. Once they kind of come, you know, within several hours or a day or so, they'll fall off, and the queens will disappear basically into the ground or the rotting wood or the whatever environment they're going to establish their nest in. So insects are happening, and also, egg masses, frog egg masses. This is a good time to be, you know, checking out those ponds where you've been hearing the frogs singing a lot, because there will be egg masses to be found, I'm sure. On the plant side, the tamaracks are they're beautiful, delicate, lacy green now, finally. I just love tamaracks. I think they add such a wonderful texture to all the conifers that we have in the forest here. And then our earliest June berries, or service berries, as some folks call them, they are blooming now, and there's a couple species that bloom before the leaves really come out fully, so they're the first ones to come out, and that's happening as well. This time of year, it's kind of a daily thing, something new.
Well, and I've noticed that if you do any you know, traveling, and you don't have to travel very far, let's say from, you know, if you go from Cook County down to Duluth mm-hmm. for the day or something, mm-hmm. it's an amazing change.
Yes.
And then when you drive back, it seems like it's changed while you were gone. So
yeah, changing in every direction for the time being. And it is a wonder how quickly all this has to happen, because our growing season really is pretty short. And yeah, there's just no pause. Once the start button happens, there is no pause, really. I mean, at times we think in the spring things appear to kind of slow down, but really it's more our perception than reality. And that difference that you see driving from here down to Duluth or the Twin Cities is phenology before your eyes, right? You're seeing the differences in the process of the lives of the things that we live with right before your eyes, the difference in timing as you switch locations just right here within the shore even, or going from the shore inland. So, but pretty soon things will all be kind of in the same mode as in full on summer and still changing because of change. Blooming times are different, and the spring is the time when it's easiest to see some of those differences.
Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. Thanks, Chell, for helping us understand all the life around us this spring.
You're very welcome.